as you ring with your horseshoes, throw more there and get it over that piece that step up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you missed them, you didn't ring it.
Mm-hmm. When you're shoeing a horse, the part of the horse's feet you put the shoes on is called the
clog on his foot?
Or, I mean, just the whole thing.
The hoof.
Okay.
He puts on his hoof, you know.
And in all, a horse has four. What?
Hoofs.
Okay. And the male chief is called the
ram.
And the female?
Yo.
And what do people raise sheep for?
For the wool.
Okay. Did y'all have sheep around here?
Some people did. We didn't have none.
Okay. talking about hogs now, you know, they have different names according to how old they are. When they're first born, you call them
lambs.
Or hogs, I mean.
Pigs.
And then when they're a little bigger, they're
shoats.
Okay. Now, what size is a shoat?
Well, I imagine he's one that's weaned.
Uh-huh.
When the hog weans him.
And till how big?
Well, till he gets up about grown.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to be a hog then.
What if he's a male? Then he's a
boar.
And if he's been castrated, he's a?
He's a bar.
Okay. And the female is a
sow.
And if she's never had pigs, she's a
yelp.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back
is bristles.
And the teeth?
Tushes.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild? A hog that's grown up wild, grown up in the woods maybe. What were they called?
Wild hogs?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of Pinewood
River?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what they used to call these old slim hogs that people used to have. You didn't used to have hogs like they do now.
Uh-huh.
They would just be these little old types, and they run them in the woods, and they called them Pinewood Rooters.
Uh-huh. Say if, if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, when they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go out and feed the
stock.
Okay. What if you were talking about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You say you had to go feed the
chickens or the poultry or the geese.
Okay. If it was time to feed and do your chores, you'd say that it was
do the night work?
Yeah, or would you say fodder time or chore time or feeding time? Or?
Yes, and I'll hear people call it they had to do the night work.
Uh-huh. What would you probably say?
Well, I never did call it night work. Certain things you had to do, and one of them was to feed and milk a cow.
Uh-huh.
I used to do that a lot.
Would you say fodder time or feeding time? Or?
Well, I might say feeding time.
Uh-huh. What's the... A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
Okay. And a place where you can keep hens.
Coops.
Okay. What stays in the coop? Just the little chickens or what?
Well, the hen. Keep hen in the coop and the little ones run out.
Uh-huh.
And they can go back in that coop and go under her and keep them warm.
Uh-huh. What about a place for just all the hens?
Well, hen house.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say the calf began to
low.
Okay. A calf low.
Well, they're great.
Okay. the cow lows. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about the noise that a horse makes?
Neigh?
Or